Okay.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to get a better screen. Full screen. I don't know why I can't. Okay, there we go. We see everybody. Hello, everybody. So today we got to give shot. Wednesday is our last day before Shabbos. But I don't know. Does anyone remember what the Rashiva's shot was? Anyone remember what the Rashiva's shot in Tysus? I was in the Blatch year in Prabhupada Mitzia. That was my last year in the Blatch year. That was, you know, seven cycles or, you know, 50 years ago. I don't want to give away how old I am. But the Maisa, just at the hair of how this world has changed. We started this sugya in Evel. We did the sugya from Evel till Sukkos. And then the Shiva gave a pilpusher on it. And the pilpusher went till the Artside share probably.
It is really tired.
What?
I don't ever remember the Rashiva giving a pilpul shir on a blotcher sugya, the same.
Yes, he did. This sugya, he definitely did. He gave the pilpul shir on the blotcher sugya. Yes, I don't know. Maybe he didn't usually do that, but he did that when I was in the shir. So the ma'isa, now he didn't do the same point. That's obviously, otherwise, you know. So we must suspend. See, it was like 5 weeks in Evel, and probably another 4 weeks in the after Sukkot. So, and the amazing thing is, I don't remember anything anyway. You would think I should remember.
Did the Rashiva do sessions in those days after the Pilpul Shir?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course he did sessions. Rashiva did sessions. He said yes. In those days, you were allowed to talk in the Pilpul Shir. There was a lot of screaming in the Shir itself. Then eventually they got rid of that. But those days, you could talk during the Pilpul Shir.
It was time when my father once attended a Pilpul Shir and he started asking questions in the middle, and everyone's looking at him horrified, but like my father was there in the good old days. So
that's right. Yes. In the old days, do we have any of the Maxes here? Yes. So Gedalia used to come in. And he used to scream in the Pilpul Shirim. He wasn't in the yeshiva in my day, Gedalia Mack. He used to come for the Pilpul Shirim. And he used to scream at the Rosh Yeshiva. There was quite Lebedik. He liked to scream at the Pilpul Shirim. It's taking on the Mack family tradition, because I went to Cherry Hill and they screamed there too. But okay, anyway. Okay, let's learn here a little bit.
It's not Shmuel, that's towards David, right? So
I don't know who's
that's David's father, no?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Well, Shmuel's there. Is that David's father?
I don't know. I don't know, but I assume they're all related somehow or another.
That was my father.
That's your father?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. He had a thing. That he was making at a certain point, he was making tapes for Ian Yomi.
That's Shiva right.
She thought it was a great idea, but it did not catch on, I'm afraid. Shiva thought that was a great thing. Instead of Daf Yomi, it should be Ian Yomi. He was making tapes. Yeah, I know. I assume you must have the tape somewhere.
Yep.
But anyway, yes, Shiva was a very big fan of it.
Wow.
And he was a Chashvet Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shaya Kohn, in his brainwashing stories about the yeshiva, brainwashed about the yeshiva, he used to always say, one of his stories was that he went to Rav Avram Yafin, was yeshiva of Navarik from before the war, and Rav Avram Yafin told him, he was so misspoke, I think from Rav Gedalia Max. He said, you see what the yeshiva produced? He produced a Talmud that Rosh Yeshiva from Europe was misspoiled from it. Okay. Anyway, let's go learn a little bit here. So the Maisa, we have, let's go back to our Tysus and we try and answer the questions. Let's just review the question. What people who know, what I like to do is when you have a question, a good question is half the answer. Mm-hmm. And we have a few questions. Not to say one answer is going to answer all the questions. It's a little bit being too optimistic. But it is very probable that some of the questions are interconnected. So let us look to see which questions interconnect and what the direction of the questions are.
Do we believe, like the Yeshiva Shevelt, that the questions point you to the answers, meaning you take all the questions and then it directs you to where, to what the answer should be based on the holes?
I try to answer every question. A good question is half the answer. If you present the question right, you already know what the answer is. Life is asked, Akasha, how come here we passed in Yachloiku and Arbe, we passed in Kol Danam Gavar? You already know from the question what the answer is. The answer is that there is some difference between Arbe and Talis. There's a difference. It's almost.
He's always a Zetman to Farm.
The question teaches you the answer. Now, the question is, what is the difference?
Come on.
But probably the direction is obviously Arbe, because there's no other difference. And then, the answer is a derivative of the question. So if you understand questions well, you usually need to know the answer. You don't make up the answers by smoking a cigar. You find the answers by looking in the questions. Now, if you have a number of questions, to assume that one answer is going to answer all, that's like pilpo. Sometimes people make a pilpo share, and it's a little far-fetched. Because they just say, want to answer all the questions, and they say, and you start tying one thing and building. But if you're not being far-fetched, you very often, more than one question, it makes sense that there'll be, if you made one mistake in the sugya, there's more than one question that's a result of that mistake. So we should look at the questions, as I'm saying, let's analyze each question carefully, slowly. Yesterday, I apologize. I thought it over yesterday. I realized I made a mistake. I smeared that rush much too fast. But let's go over slowly our thesis and analyze the questions. And please figure out the direction of each question and then see if we can put some of them together. And, we're not just trying to say Pilpuri. We want it to be MS. And MS, that's my thing. And when the question leads you to the answer, that's when it's much more likely to be MS. Okay, so let's try. Taivit said, Yeshlamer, the Eichs and Shiny. So, Choshev, Kiido, Koecha, Yeshbo, Bevadai, Hachetzi. So, Choshev, Kiido, Koecha, Yeshbo, Bevadai, Hachetzi. Danan, Sadi, the mind, the top is high, the day. Okay, now it's even interesting that there's a double lashon in Taisus. So there's oiks and shiny. The chosh of kilo geshu bevadai achetzi. The anan sad my top is haidi deyo. I mean, then Taisus could have left out the first line. Yesh lomar the oiks and shiny. The anan sadi the my the top is haidi deyo. The first, that middle line, that the opening line, there seems to be the chosh of ki'idu ko'echa yeshua bevadai hachetzi de'anan tzadi. So
if he left out the line, you wouldn't say it's ki'ilu, no.
Okay, so you have to know what he's adding with the first line. Okay. Let's go over the questions. The first question we have is, where does this anan tzadi come from? So what it seems to be the answer to that question.
People, Anan Sahadi is not really Anan Sahadi.
I understand, but okay, that's true. That the Anan Sahadi is probably a halachic Anan Sahadi rather than a mitzias Anan Sahadi. And where does the Anan Sahadi come from? So this, the answer is that much we could take from the Rush. The Rush said, at this much, even though I believe the Rush and Tavis disagree, but the Rush also did say, get the Rush is Lashon, the Kol Davar Shanu Raya Biad Shalom, Hashvina Shalom, You know, so Mistama, I mean, at that point, they're probably saying the same thing. That there's, now the fact that Tosfos does not quote Nasr of Abba and the Rush does.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. So the question is, remember we mentioned this yesterday, sometimes you say that they're arguing, and sometimes you say, Divrei Torah, Niyim B'Makom Echad, Nashir B'Makom Acher. This one doesn't bother me so much to say, you know, the type is, you know, the type is that the Rush quotes a Raya and type is doesn't bother quoting the Raya. I don't know if that's so terrible. You know, it's not like Nasr of Abba is an Iker part of the answer. It's a Raya from a Gemara to the Yisai that the Rush is saying.
And what's the Yisoid exactly?
You can say the Yisoid without the Raya.
The Yisoid is that the Chashib Kilu
Kliyeshu Vadechetzi. Well, in other words, I think it's an important Ashkafa. When the Taibis of Rush says a part of the answer, and our Taibis leaves out that part of the answer, it's a little bit harder to say, Divrei Torah, Nim Makom Echad, Hashem Makom Acher, which is what usually happens, what people do. But here, The Rush says the same Yisoid that Taifa says, but he brings a Raya to that it's true. A Raya that it's true isn't an added factor. Theoretically, if the Rush didn't have that Gemara, he could have also said his answer. It's not that you don't have an answer without that Raya. It's a Raya. Let's say Nasrallah didn't exist. The Rush couldn't say his chat. He could say his chat. So I don't know if it's so terrible to say that type is meant. I don't think it's so terrible.
So what's the exact Yisod that he's getting from Naska the Rabbi Abba?
I do
that the guy's a Ganif?
I don't know.
Didn't the Rush have just wanted to...
Both Taisis and the Rush say that there's some kind of halachic din that when a person's holding something, we assume it's Vaday Hitz. So why should we assume that they argue, even though it could be in the next steps they argue, you know, what we do with that. But in this first step, they seem to be the same. The only difference is that the Rush brings a Raya and Taibis doesn't. Okay, that doesn't mean that they're not saying the same thing, because the Raya is not an essential part of the answer. The
is Raya this something is only which a is, Raya. Yad Adam Shalohu, is that part of that?
I don't know if that's what Nasr of Abba is. I'm sorry, Ma'atayat Shaloa was an expression we find by non-Gaidras. No,
right, non-Gaidras, correct.
Right, but this is a Gaidras here. This could be by Gaidras. This could be, I don't think we make a difference. Okay. I don't know. The truth is that Chatna
Nansadi?
I don't know. I don't know. You have to, but I'm just saying that. Superficially, at this point, they're probably saying the same thing. If it's because
of the fact that someone's holding on to something, how does Tosfos even use that when this is not a standard normal case? It's each person is holding on to it. So you're coming into Ayah Loiku in that Anan Sahadi. It sounds like Tosfos is bringing it up where it really doesn't seem to have any.
Okay, well, can I? Ask you to wait, because let me go further. I just Taibis says the Eisen Shai the Choshgir Kachayin Bevada the Danan Taibis Haidi Days. I just say the Anan Sadi seems to be in Taibis the same as in the Rush. Now Taibis says, because I'm really getting to your point, but just Taibis says the beforehand he says Choshev Kido Goecha Yeshbo Bevada Yachetsi the Anan Sadi. The Anan Sadi is what creates, it's a two-step process. Because there is a non-sadi, matavis haidi day, therefore, it's choshev kilo ko yeshbo bevadai hachetzi. So the big sekira, which we had, was the type is hold that you're holding, each guy's holding half, or each guy's holding the whole thing, right? Rabbi Ochanan and Wasserman clears his chakira in that chedek bays.
Well, at the end of it,
I don't remember. What? So what do you say? Achara, which way does it have to be?
Holding half.
Well, the answer seems to be that each one's holding half. The answer, at least.
Okay. So the fact that Tosafot says that Yesh, the Kohen, Yesh, Yobavadai, Achetzi, the Chora implies that each guy's holding half. But we asked yesterday a very strong question. Well, yesterday, 2 days ago, we asked the question, if each guy, so I see Rav Nochum asked this, Kasha, if each guy's holding half, then why does Tzoyvus have to come out to this Yisoyed of Anan Sadi, which is a special Gemara in Bava Basra, which we don't understand. If each guy's holding half, so it's elementary. The Rashi and the Mishnah already said, when you're holding, you say, Amozim Mechavero Adav Araya, right? Amozim Mechavero Araya has nothing to do with Anan Sadi. Amozim Mechavero Araya is the most elementary concept in Shas. That's the first thing you learn in first grade. I don't know, I'm exaggerating, but it's a pretty basic concept. Amotim Echavero Ola Varaya is that it's based on a svara, a man de kovele keva yedach lebeyasya. Whoever has a problem should go to the doctor. So why does Tosis need to say Anan Sadi, which is, and make this big chiddush? He should have just said, since each guy's holding half, so on each half, he's the other guy's a mother on a varaya.
So he said yesterday that Tosis is starting out that each one is holding the whole thing.
Okay, but
and you need the Anansadi, you need the Anansadi to make it at the end half-half. The Anansadi then creates half-half.
Oh, okay. So wait 1 second. But that means that the starting point, not just that Tosis and his Havamina thought that each guy's holding the whole thing and he switches. That each guy's holding half. But even at the end, Tosafos asked, it's mukhlach l'chayra, this question, again, sometimes a good question is half the answer. So pashtus, this question is such a strong question, I think, that you have to say that the Tosafos holds that each guy is holding the whole thing, not each guy holds half. If Tosafos held that each guy holds half, then it's, to me, it's like an impossible question. Now, of course, impossible questions, you never know. Someone's going to come along and answer. But it looks like an impossible question. If Tosafos is held and each guy's holding half, so then there will be no reason for Tosafos to come up with all this fancy discussion. He should just say it's muksik. So Lechaira, it's muklach and Tosafos that Tosafos holds each guy's holding the whole thing, which answers my first question I started out in the share. That's why Tosis is Arichas. The Oyx and Shiny. Now, Anan Sadi Maida Tapas Haidi Day means Anan Sadi Maida Tapas means the whole thing. Anan Sadi Maida Tapas Haidi Day, because I'm holding the whole thing. But somehow or another, since there's a Anan Sadi Maida Tapas Haidi Day, that creates, on a second step, which means that there's a two-step process here. You have an on the whole thing, which creates a non-sadi that we each own the whole thing.
Right.
And then, since obviously two people can't each own the whole thing, so we mimeda go back to say, kilo koechad yesh bevada echetzya. That's like the way we reconcile the two Anan Sadis together, even though that's not so pashut because that's not what he's doing. It. So it's
what it's, two Anan Sadis? There's only one.
You have an Anan Sadi that Reuben owns the whole thing. You have an Anan Sadi that
Shimon owns. That's not an Anan Sadi. That's a fact.
No, not a fact. Each guy's holding the whole thing.
Correct.
Since each guy's holding the whole thing, each guy has a non-Sadi that he owns the whole thing. Now
they cancel each other out.
So that's what I would
have said. There's no more a comma.
That's what I would have said. That if there's two non-Sadis and each guy owns the whole thing, then the two non-Sadis cancel out and you're left with nothing.
Right.
It's like trade.
And this, I think I can hear, but it needs Havana, that Davis is saying that when you have two Anan Sadi, that I own the whole thing. And on Anzad, then you own the whole thing. Rather than canceling out, we make a compromise in the Anan Sadis, and we say that you're both right.
Is it a compromise or is it a Anan Sadis?
I'll give you an example. You have a machlokes between, I asked the Shaida, and I asked Rav Moshe, and he told me one way, and I asked Rav Yoshev, and they told me the other way. So Rabbi Meltzer, Rav Nosen says, okay, they cancel out, and now they're canceled out, and now I can go and ask Rabbi Sally, and I can do a third thing because they canceled out. We don't care. So no, that's not what happens. They don't cancel out. We say, Eidu v'eidu d'ibre eidu kimtayim. Obviously, Rav Moshe has an opinion, he must be right. Rav Yoshev has an opinion, he must be right. And we have to find some common ground as much as we can to make them both right. So that's what Taibis is doing. He says, there's an ansadi to my Taibis ID day, which means that you own the whole, there's an ansadi, you own the whole thing. There's an ansadi that the other guy owns the whole thing. But that's impossible. So therefore, it results into choshev kilo ko'echad yesha b'vad ne'achetzi.
The Rosh was able to do this without an Ansadi. He doesn't say a word about the Ansadi over there. Tosfos doesn't need, because you have a Chizik that could do the same thing. You need an Ansadi for that.
I don't know the Rosh. Who said we can do without the Ansadi? How can you get a Choshev Kihino Kohechod Yeshbo with Vadai Achetzi?
Because I'm holding on to the whole thing.
But Vadai is only possible through an Ansadi.
Each one holding on to the whole thing in front of Bezdin. Bezdin has to look at it. If I'm holding on to the whole thing, then why should I look at it different than that?
I don't know.
Is it a compromise?
Or are we saying that? Look at it that one of you own it. But to say that the Rosh Pashtus does not say that each one Vada owns half, because that's Cooper what we were saying yesterday. But I don't want to get too much into the Rosh, because that's what I did tshuva overnight, that I made a mistake in doing the Rosh. But the Rosh Pashtus, the fact that the Rosh says that we don't, because of this, we don't say kol danam gavar, and he doesn't say because of this, we do say yachloiku, Pashas, the Rosh does not agree to Taisis that we have the choshev kihino ko'echon yeshba b'vada echetzi. If the Rosh would agree to Taisis that we know vada you have chetzi, then he wouldn't say straight. Why do we say yachloiku? Because we know yachloiku is the right sack. Because we know Bada that you have Chetzi. The fact that the Rosh says the other way, that we say Yachloiku because we can't do Kol Danam Gavar, means the Rosh does not agree with this line, the Chosh of Kilo Kolechon Yeshu B'Vada Yachetzi. What probably is a Machloikus, but again, we don't want to do the Rosh, so we're not doing it. Just is that in this group of questions, I'm arguing Reb Nosson Meltzer, when you have the Anans, each guy's holding, the Rosh agrees with Nasra Bava that the fact that you're holding it proves that the whole thing is yours. But now we have a conflicting of two Anans Adis. So what happens? So Taisus comes up with a very, very interesting compromise, which is not the Pashas, that if two Anans Adis contradict, we find a way to make them both right.
Is it a suffix? Is Rebbe understanding it's a suffix? I'm sorry. Is Rebbe understanding it's a suffix at that point? When there's two Anansahadis,
Right before that. I have to figure out a way that they're both right. Now, making them both right makes them both wrong, but at least they're both wrong and both right at the same time. That's what Vegas is doing. Now, the Rush passage doesn't agree with that. So the Rush says that I don't have, the Rush agrees with the second line of Vegas, I would say, but not the first. The Rush says, Anansa, my job is Heidi Day, but they cancel, they contradict each other. Therefore, now we're stuck. The only thing is we can do, we can't do Kol Danam Gavar because then it's Gazel. But Taisus has a step, which the Rosh does not have. If you look in the Rosh, the Rosh should not speak this out, that the Chosh of Kilo Ko'echon Yeshvo B'Vadai Achetzia, the Rosh never said such a line. Right. That we know Vadai that you have had. but not because you're holding half, because you're holding the whole thing. And just to summarize, if Tysus held you're holding the whole half, then Tyvis would be is wrong, because then Tyvis should have said simple that the reason why we pass in Yachloiku is because our Meitzim Echavero all of Iraq. So we have to assume that Tyvis holds that each guy is holding the whole thing. The fact that each guy is holding the whole thing creates a non-sadi that the whole thing is mine. Tyvis somehow, and this is a big finish, and this is where I think Tyvis is arguing to Rush. He says that when you have two conflicting and non-sadis, we figure out a way as much as possible to make each an non-sadi true.
How can the non-sadi be?
We say, Choshev, Kino Koyachad Yeshu Vavadi Achetzi.
How could the non-sadi be that it's all one person, each one? How could it be that it's all yours? Right, the anansade. The Gemara in Daf Gimel seems that it's Eidim b'miktsas, right? It's Eidim that you have half.
Yes,
I don't know. It doesn't sound like I'm not quite the Gemara in Daf Gimel.
Well, the Tos is using it, right?
Okay, but I don't know.
How does Rabbi understand this?
Just like I did Tshuva, that I did the Rosh yesterday, and it wasn't fair. I don't want to do the Gimel because that's not fair, guys. Most people do not see Gimel, including myself too much, but surely the guys even less than me. Okay, well, I have to figure out that demo.
According to Rabbi, what is Tysus?
I think it's a very nice chat. Is that Tysus is saying a tremendous finish that when you have an Anansadi, now the Anansadi is not, we'll have to explain this a little better, and two Anansadis contradict each other. We don't throw them out. We salvage as much as we can. So we, you know, instead of throwing them both out totally, then you're left with nothing. We only throw out half and leave the other half. It's just way you salvage. Right? You know, Rabbi Meltzer and Nussin says, well, the two on that side, you throw them both out. But that's I don't want to say it's silly, but we don't want to throw out an on side. So it's not necessary to throw them both out. If you only throw half of each one out, that's enough. So according to Yashra's thing to do is you only throw out as much as you have to. So we have an anansadi, the whole thing's yours. Well, obviously something about this anansadi is wrong because it's being contradicted by another anansadi. But you don't have to say everything's wrong. You salvage as much as you can. So if there's two anansadis, each one saying that you own the whole thing, you can't be both right. So we try and salvage as much as we can. So we say there's an anansadi that each guy owns half because we're salvaging as much as we can.
And that's a pshat mana shlishi.
Wait.
Why can't we say the anansadi means half and that?
What the anansadi?
Really, the muksik, they're both muksik in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the anansadi means half.
Tyvus says, Lushan, the anansadi demai the toughest Haidi Deu. So if he's muksik in the whole thing, my the toughest is the whole thing. So the anansadi has to be, it's a my the tough, demai the toughest. So if he's muksik in the whole thing, then I think the anansadi has to be on the whole thing.
How does Rabbi read the Lashon of
Haf? Why is that true?
That's what the
maybe
word
the Ansadi is the result.
I'm just reading the
maybe
words
the Ansadi is the same thing like Rabbi's saying. It's the result.
If conflicting books. The Ansadi the Mai the toughest. So he doesn't say the Ansadi the half of Mai the toughest. The Lashon of Tavis is the Ansadi the Mai the toughest. Is the Ansadi says that everything that you're toughest is the day. So I mean, that's what it sounds like from the Lashon.
How does Rabbi read the same thing?
What?
Muksik and tfis are not the same thing. You're muksik, but holding on to half, you're muksik in the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, right. So the toughest is talking about what that toughest means. The non-sadi comes from the word, from the toughest. And so then
why are we coming on to like a non-sahadi? Why don't we just say that since there's two people, and we always say when someone holds something, it's theirs. If two people are holding it, we say it's like a partnership, non-sahadi, okay. That they both own it.
That
which
is
makes a chetzi.
Okay, I don't know, that's what we're sort of saying, but we're fitting into the words of Tysus. Tysus says, the anan time I love is high today. Tysus doesn't say, anan zadi the matter too. I don't know, I don't see it on the words.
How does Rabbi read the Lashon, Tysus says, ha chatzi? How does that make any sense to what Rabbi saying, Tysus?
Each one owns a half.
The hachati should be chatzia. Hachati is mashma that there's like a specific discrete half we see that he has, and we see the other specific half the other guy has. Not that each one has all that, and we're just splitting up, and you get half of what's there. No.
Okay, I hear. Like
very inappropriate.
The question is how strong is that dig? You know. Okay.
So, I'm allowed why to Tosus go out of his way to use the bizarre? Why would Tosus go out of his way to use such a weird term? If like.
Okay, I don't know. You got me.
Now, is Rebbe saying what the Taisa says? The
strongest question in the world, because if there's the mashmos of aha chetzi was clear, 100% clear, then you got me. But I don't really think that the mashmos of aha chetzi is so clear. She's saying David's going to say chetzi. They wrote okay, so he wrote ha chetzi. So it's an extra, you know, like. Extra words are not the end of the world. The person's allowed to talk. You can't a diak that there's an extra word. If the word is saying the wrong message, like Rashi said Adim, and there's no reason for him to say Adim, that's a good diak because it's not an extra word, it's an extra thought. There's no reason to bring in an extra thought. But an extra word, Rashi says, in the Rashi, for example, Rashi says, "Ein ezek koyach ba yaser mizeh." Now, someone else had the gersa, "Ein ezek koyach yaser mizeh," without the word ba. The other thing, actually, why did Rashi write the word ba, and this other Brishan didn't write the word ba? Because that's a Rashi talk. Rashi wrote with the word
Ba.
The other reason
is that he's a Ba. Ba doesn't change the word anything.
That's not such a big question. When a word that doesn't change the mashmos, even if it's extra, so that's how he spoke. So I am not convinced that the word hachetzi changes necessarily the connotation.
I'm not saying that's not that it's extra. It's that it's
implies specific.
He said the wrong word. Yeah, the word used Masha. That they have a specific half.
He gets a half that he's going to get.
But Rebbe, the word.
That's the thing. If you tell me that a hachetzi has a clearly, which I would agree to you that it does have a little bit, that it definitely has a mashmos, that it's a particular half, and it's because it's a half that he's holding. And then we're going to cut the half down the middle of the towers, and we
Gemara suggests that
later in the middle. Okay, but I don't think anyone says we do that.
Has a half a mina by one of the cases. That
okay, we don't cut the towers in half, going down the middle, and give this guy the right side and this guy the left side. So when he doesn't,
and
means that a half that we can point to. He means the half that he's going to end up getting. So he has. I don't think it's so terrible. Edomai Tavis could have just as well said Chatzi. So that's what I'm saying. It's an extra letter, which has a word. It's not a letter. It's a word. I don't think the diak on an extra word is the end of the world.
Right, let's move on.
It's an important discussion, even though I agree, Rabbi, I know you should move on, but I think important discussion in Havana, because when do we make a big deal about an extra word, and when don't we? Right. So
we heard it.
I know the guys in my share think that when I make the diak, we make a big deal about it. When someone else makes the diak, we don't make a big deal. But that's not the real answer. The answer is, I'm trying to say that in Rashi, we made a big deal about Rashi said Aiden because it's not an extra word, it's an extra thought. It's not, you can't just say that, well, that's the way Rashi talks. There's no way to talk, Rashi's wording. But why are you bringing in new thoughts? You're wordy. You want to express yourself, and you use a lot of words. And I could have said, well, your same thought more concise. That's not a problem. But that you're being a yenta to discuss new thoughts, that's a problem. So when it's an extra word that is because he's bringing in extra thoughts, that's a very, very strong diak. When Tosfos discussed with Mishani, that's a very strong diak. You can't say that just because Tosfos decided to talk, because there's no need to discuss what the answer is. So Tosfos is discussing a topic that's totally unnecessary. So we're not just mendaic in the extra words, we're mendaic in the extra thought. So that was a dip. But here,
isn't the words,
it's just an extra word.
Okay. Isn't chashev ki'ilu an extra thought? Taisus and chashev ki'ilu, isn't, according to Rebbe, the words chashev ki'ilu is coming to memai to take it down a notch. And the pashtus of the lashon is coming to say, no, they don't have zero, they have something, a positive.
According to Rebbe, it's taking it down a notch. No, not true. It's coming to take you up, because Taisus in a starting point did not know that you had anything. Because Taisus is did not know, and it's Havamina, so to speak, this Chiddush of Naska, the Rebbe Abba, that is a non-sadi. Therefore, Taisus in a Havamina thought you started, even though you're Oichsen, but you don't have anything. Tavis answers, I have a chiddush that there's ki'ilu, ko'echo yesha bevada yachetzia. This is a very big chiddush. How in the world did you get such a radical chiddush that you ended up with a chetzia? Because you started with the whole thing. So
why isn't that the whole logic?
It's like you said this. I have a guy. I meet a guy in Israel. I think he's penniless. Guy says, no, he's not famous. He has $1 million. He's a millionaire. Says, yeah, wow. How did he become a millionaire? Simple. He came to Israel with $2 million and he lost half his money. So he's a millionaire. Right? So that the starting point was that it was zero. And you were mechanish and he has $1 million. And you explain how does he get $1 million? Because he started with $2 million. So that's the same thing. So his starting point was that there's nothing here. Because Tavis in the Hamina does not know Baba Basra, and Astra Baba, even, you know, he doesn't know that concept.
How do you understand looks in general?
So it's a compromise.
This
Kiddush of Anan Sadi, Demai the Tav is Heidi Day, that which is the rush also of Mechashet, that the rush bother is bringing a raya of Nasra Baba, which our Tavis doesn't bring. And that causes that you end up with the chashev kilo ko echad yeshlo bevada hachetzi, or really more accurate hachetzi.
But it's a compromise.
How did Tosfos understand Muxik originally?
And for some reason, there is no.
So he just revolutionized the whole concept of
in this sugya. Apparently, in this sugya, Amotzim Chaver Haraya does not work here. Because when two people are holding, you cannot say Amotzim Chaver Haraya to either one. Because if each guy's holding the whole thing, you can't say to the other guy Amotzim Chaver Haraya. Because, and that makes sense. Because Amotzim Chaver Haraya is Mavdi Kavle Keva. You can't say Mavdi Kavle Keva when we're both holding the whole thing. So, Taibis Havamina was that Muxik only does Mandik Kavin Ekeva, and that doesn't apply in this sugya. It would apply if you want to knock out a third person, but not when you're knocking out each other among the two of us. Taibis is Mechadish in his Teretz, the same, in this point, the same as the Rush, that Muxik works another way. Muxik creates a non Sadi Marta Tafis Haidi Deu. There's another additional Kayacho Muxik, which we learned with that Muxik creates some kind of a non-sadi. It's not logical, but it's some kind of mystical non-sadi.
How come the Gemara didn't bring that as part of the discussion? And that brings about
that you end up with a such
about
that.
Muxik works like that. Where did the Gemara find the Torah that Muxik has such a wild koch?
Okay, so the Rush decided to bring a raya.
Where'd that Gemara go?
Taisus is gutsier than the Rush. Obviously, if the Rosh brings a raya, then it's true, right? And it makes
where'd the Gemara know it from? How do you explain the Gemara?
I don't answer those kind of questions.
Where the Gemara went to, like, where did the books from in the Kama?
Obviously, it makes sense. The Rosh brings a presumption from the Gemara. So I'm saying Titus was smarter than you and smarter than me, and he didn't think it's such a radical Kiddush. The Rosh decides to bring a raya. Titus says, I don't even need a raya for that. It's not so radical. It makes sense. The fact that you don't understand it is your problem. I mean, maybe it's my problem too. Trying to
did the Gemara specifically say that
to say a svara of something which is true?
The Gemara said we know Moksha because of Mount the Kovlay. So if you don't have Mount the Kovlay, so the worst.
But you see from the Rosh that you're wrong, right? So you see from the Rosh that there's another system of Moksha, which makes a Vadai. So Tysus was even smarter than the Rosh, so to speak. Tysus felt that you could say that without even a Raya. The Rosh had a Pasha decided to bring a raya. Okay, it's not really smart. The Rosh decided to bring a raya, and Titus felt that this is so not that radical. You don't need a raya. Okay.
It was so not radical. He had a team at the beginning, and then he decided that it's.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty to say wild. That Tosas absolutely didn't bring a raya is not so accurate. I mean, Tosas does cite the lashon of the Gemara on Gimel and Aleph. So.
Oh yeah, I can, but he didn't bring the raya of Master Avraham. Okay.
No, that's again. Now he might not hold of that raya, so that's not really a question. He says okay. As an alternative, because Rebbe seems to assume that the Anansaris are principally contradicting. Anansaris are not principally contradicting. The higher the Anansari is that not that you own it, and it's Anansari that he owns it. That's not a contradiction. You both can own it. The hush of Ki'ilu is that in saying that you both own it and there's no as to how much, what portion.
Okay, so then how do you know?
That's what Tosas' step is.
Why is that on Sadi Kachapunch Badechetti? Maybe I have a.
No, Tosas never said on Sadi it's Badechetti. Tosas never said that. Tosas just said that on Sadi that which you're holding is yours. Doesn't mean that it's solely yours. There's an Anansai that it's yours, and Anansai it's his.
I hear, but I'm saying
contradiction. So therefore, it's both of yours, and because it's both of yours, it's hush of kiddush. You're bavadei achetzi because it's not his bar.
I was calling that a partnership, Anansai.
I would ask that if the Anansai only says that you have a partnership, then. No.
It's not the point. The Anansari says the Talis is yours. That's not the part that says it's a partnership. It's an Anansari that says the Talis is yours. It's an Anansari that says the Talis is his. Just that doesn't inherently contradict in that it could be both of yours.
Yeah, but it could be then two-thirds and one-third.
What?
Or as the Mishnah says, three-quarters.
One person has two-thirds and one person has one-third.
Since you have an equal goal, that it's yours, the resolution is that it's hush of Ki'ilu Yesh B'Vavad
Echetzi. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear. I would have Rebbe's said, I like it my way, but okay.
Rebbe's might did that. Rebbe's might does.
If you are Kayach, hush of Vadai, I'm learning that the hush of Ki'ilu Yesh B'Vadai, the B'Vadai is the result of the Anan Tzadik. Since we have an Anansadi, tells us Vadai, so we're listening to the Anansadi to tell us Vadai. So I'm assuming that the Anansadi is saying, now, there is Muxik in the whole thing. So I'm saying, because Yesh Beklal Masayimana, the Anansadi is saying, you have the whole thing. But if the Anansadi says you have the whole thing, it's also saying you have half, and we salvage that much of the Anansadi. But okay, I hear your way. It's not so different. Can we go no further?
Isn't it obvious that the Anansadi also has to take in consideration their tainas, which is why in the case of one says kulishli, one says chetshli, we say three quarters, one quarter. Yes. Isn't that part of the Anansadi?
Yes. Well, okay, I assume so. I tell you the truth, I don't know. But I assume so. Okay, I think so. Anyway, let's go further. Now, Taibis goes there with Manashlishi, and he says the same things in Manashlishi. So you have to say also that in Manashlishi, the exact same cheshbon. You start out with each guy's a tfisa and the whole thing. The tfisa and the whole thing says that each guy has kula. You can say it like me or Shamir, but I like to say it like me. What can I do? But I really don't have such a strong opinion. And and therefore we say that each guy is chashev adeha. The question, I think we had a question, is that how can you have an ansadi by manashlishi that each guy owns a half? It's impossible. How can an ansadi be what's impossible? So I'm not sure, in a sense, even the way we're saying it, right? That was a question. Let me see how the question. Others, where's Tybus is saying, if he's making manashlishi the same as here, he's saying that choshev kino glecho yesho bevaday achetzi, because at least the way I'm saying it, there's an ansadi, at the end of the day, we listen to the ansadi that half is yours. Now, how can you have an ansadi that half is mine? It's impossible. You can't have an ansadi that half is mine and an ansadi that half is his.
Right.
That can't be. But the truth is, we had the same thing even by Taoist, because I was saying, maybe again, this is maybe not in Shamir's shot, this wouldn't be a problem, but I was saying in my shot that the starting step is that you have an ansadi that we each own the whole thing. And that's also impossible.
Why do we say there's an ansadi by manashlishi?
Own the whole thing. So you basically what you see, according to what I'm saying, not like Shamir, I guess, is that anansadis can be anansadis, the things that are impossible.
Just why like do you
by manashlishi,
what is Shamir going to learn? Anansadi
says we each own half, and that's impossible. But that's what the anansadi says.
How do we know that? How do we know that anansadi says that?
Because
why is that impossible?
Because
the words of Taivas are that choshev ki by Taoist. So the Anan Sadi causes that we're Choshev Kilo Yeshua Vaday
Chetzi. Okay, and by Manashlishi.
And Manashlishi is exactly the same.
Does it only cause that because both are
Choshev? Choshev Shan and Taisus is that Taivas wants to say the Manashlishi and the Medamed of Taoist. So Taivas wants to make Manashlishi the same as Taoist.
No, so therefore, on the first
that
one second,
means that by manashlishi, you also have a non-sadi.
Only on the first 100.
Each guy owns half.
Okay,
but that's I'm assuming. So
no, but I'm saying, why can't you just say on the first 100, he's definitely holding 100 for each of them. So on that, he's definitely typhus, and therefore, each one definitely gets 100. On the third 100, because of the fact that it's not possible to be chalukah shechalei zemes, maybe the non-sadi doesn't even kick in.
Okay, because then
he's asking the question on the manashlishi.
To Taoist. Taivas wants to make it exactly similar to Taoist. By Taoist,
on the first 100.
On the Yachloiku part. Taivas is trying to make it equal to Taoist on the Yachloiku part. Just like by Taoist, why do we do Yachloiku? Because it's Choshev Ki'ilu Ko'echo Yesho Bevada Yachetzio. Likewise, by manashlishi, why do we do Yachloiku on the middle on the third 100? Because it's Choshev Ki'ilu Ko'echo Yesho Bevaday Achetzya. It can't be. So how can you say Vaday to something that can't be? So I'm saying, so how could you say an Ansadi, according to my reading, that each guy owns the whole thing, which
why
is the starting point?
Also
can't be. Teretz is that an Ansadi here is not a, which I think someone said, I don't remember who it was. I apologize. I don't remember who said this. Someone in the beginning of Shir said it today, that the Anan Sadi is not a logical, a logic. It's not Hoshib Shat. The words Anan Sadi mean that because we figured it out because it's logical. And therefore, we're ready to test. And in Kola Tarakuda, the word Anan Sadi always means that the situation makes that people figure it out. I will have to say, I don't know, maybe this is a very big, but this time you have to say, because how do you get an ansadi to mind the toughest high of the day? I don't know how else you can do that. That that when the word, when Taisus says Anan Sadi, he doesn't mean Anan Sadi because it's logical. It's Anan Sadi because that's the din. It's a dray. You have to dray the word. In other words, it's against the normal translation of Anan Sadi.
The guy's definitely not holding on.
Amir, you agree with me?
There's already Nesivus and Sosa on this issue. There's Nesivus and Sosa goes Baruch Tom. You know, they discuss what's the Anan Sadi. Is it
okay? But Anan Sadi can't be that it's because a person with a thinking brain would say this logically. Normally, Anan Sadi means because, you know, we figured it out using our human seichel. It's like, because I saw with my eyes. So I saw in my eyes, I can testify. So sometimes you see things with your eyes, and usually Anan Sadi means I saw it in my brain. But here, it can't mean that, because you can't see with your brain that each guy owns half the mana shishi. It can't be. You can't
clarify.
Each guy owns the whole thing. But
that's
you
not, that's
with
not
your
a
halachic brain.
At first instance, that's not really so true, because I really learned that the Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina is we only need the Nifgud to verify the fact that he's holding it for both of them. So if he claims that it's his and the other guy claims that it's his and the Nifgud confirms that he's holding it for both of them, whether it's a mana shlishi, not a get involved. That's like Anir Atiyah V'Anir Aramtiyah. It's not, we don't care about the fact that there's Vada Ramai. We're only concerned with the fact is that this guy is holding it for both of them, and they're each claiming it's theirs, and it could be that it's both of theirs.
The fact that
they happen to claim that they were, one of them was Mafke.
I hear. So you're different than me.
Rebbe, the Anan Sadi.
Again, Rabbi Chanan does agree with Rebbe on that point. Rabbi Chanan and Kufnun Gimel does agree with Rebbe on that point. So,
okay.
I
like to claim, I think this is a little bit of a dichek, but I think it's pretty mukhrach. Even though Shamir is arguing, and I hear his point, Shamir is claiming that it's, even though Mana Shishi is Eina Chaluki Chalios Emes, that's only and I look at Yichonos Emes with their tainis. But without their tainis, it's Yichonos Emes. So it's
only because, Sadi. Right, again, the Tur says it over. The Tur clearly says it over. It's because since the Nifgud knew before they came to Beis Din, but theoretically the Havamina of the Gemara didn't care about the knowledge of the Nifgud.
I hear.
Just Lamaisa, the Hagar's Baruch Tom does hold that our Anan Sadi is Chazaka Kol Mashatach and Hu Shalo, which is applicable in a general context where it is really an Anan Sadi. Meaning, if I have this plate right here in my house, and you say, hey, that's my plate, the halacha is it's a Chazaka Kol Mashatach and Shalo, and you're out. So he learned.
Okay, I hear. He's learning that it's the Anan Sadi, the illogical Anan Sadi.
Right, okay. I mean, that's how he attacks Exos. He attacks Exos on the basis of such.
Okay, so I would assume.
See this too.
I hear. I would like to assume that this Anan Sadi, my Tavis Heidi Day, which Tavis gets from the Asad of Abba, is not logical. That's what I would like to assume. It's not a logical thing. It could even be by Gaidris. It's not the Machla, the Din of Shaim, Oixen, Betawis. It's not limited only to a Taoist.
It would be
the same. Ksos and Nesivus both disagree with that, though. The Ksos in learning this Gemara learns that it's Stam Cheskes Mamon. So, I mean, I'm not sure what Rebbe means.
Okay. I didn't see the Ksos and Nesivus, so I'm going to still say my opinion that the Shulchan Aruch, when it says Shnaim Aruch and the Taoist, Koshib Shah Taoist is just an example. And the same thing would be true of Shnaim Aruch and the Gaidris and Shnaim Oichsen and anything else, and therefore this Oichsen is not based on the Chazaka Tachas Yadav Shalom. That way, I think it's the Pashtus, and it's not limited only to Gaidris. And here, Fakirat, we know how the guy's holding it because the two people are running, even by Taoist. So I don't know Pashtus. You don't have the Koma Tachas Yadav Shalom, but it's a halachic din. When the Rush quotes that there's a din that we bring from the Astra of Abba, that we say if you're holding something, we consider it yours. That's not based on logic. This is a third thing. This is a din taira. This is some kind of din taira, that halachic din, that if you're holding something, it's considered yours, and forget about logic. Therefore, that halachic din can apply by Manor Shlishi. That halachic din can apply here by Taoist, even though it's saying two stereotypic things, the halachic din applies. Then, when Bezdin take it, now we have an Ansadi, both by Manor Shlishi and by Taoist, that each guy owns the whole thing, which is impossible, but you can still have an Ansadi for something that is impossible. But Bezdin take the two Anansadis, which are impossible, and they blend them together to make a possibility. And therefore, they come up with the possibility to go echad yeshua v'vada echetzim. So that's how I would like to learn Taisus.
Why didn't Taisus say Anansadi?
Can we propose the already?
Why didn't Taisus say the word Anansadi? That was Rebbe's Kasha.
Why didn't he does?
No, not by Manish Lishi.
Oh, okay. We came in Manish.
That was Rebbe's Kasha.
Okay, listen, if I don't remember. If I ask it, I'll take it back. That's the Chaim Manish Lishi. It's self-understood. It means that there's an Ansadi there too. I think I was asking that it's not possible. I was assuming in yesterday, 2 days ago, that an Ansadi is the conventional, normal Ansadi that's logical. And because an Ansadi means we can testify because we saw with our brain. So I was asking that by Mana Shlishi, it's not Shayach an Ansadi, because you can't see with your brain that the guy owns half, because it's impossible for him to own half. Because it's a Eina Chalugi Chorios Emet. That was the main thing that was bothering me. I don't remember.
But isn't that a worse impossible?
But just that was what I was banging about. I'm sorry, what? Yosef, you said something?
Isn't that a worse?
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
Inachuki Cholios MS is a worse type of impossible than just like the Nazadi on both of them, no?
Okay.
Like,
that's very good.
I'm bringing it right to me. That you see that the Anansadi here is right. That's my, one of my radical Kedushim. Okay, I'll stick out my neck for radical Kedushim. That the Lashon of Anansadi is an interesting Lashon. It doesn't mean it's different than every other normal Anansadi. I would agree. Every time in Shas, whenever I saw Anansadi till here, is based on the fact that Anansadi, because I have a brain and I figured it out based on my brain. If I figured it out based on a halachic din, which is not logical, I wouldn't say Anansadi. If there's a chazaka meikara, I wouldn't say Anansadi. I would say, listen, you ask my opinion, I don't know. You want to know, did the milk spill in the chowent? You want my opinion? I don't know. But the chazaka says the chowent that a peskis kashris, it didn't spill in. It didn't spill in. The milk didn't spill in because it's a chazaka. I would never have said that. But I'm claiming that Davis is saying something like that. That the halachic dinim, since we know the halachic dinim, create an Anansadi, because we're an ish halacha, right? Don't you know ish halacha?
And svachay b'shvua too.
Yes.
Maybe
could we offer the an alternative to saying it's just some kind of din Torah? Could we say rather that the pshat here is that it's possession is like the language possession 9/10 of the law, but the idea is that it's his until proven otherwise. Concept is it's his until proven otherwise, and since it's a possession, it's his until proven otherwise. So therefore, either you say like Rebbe that those two things resolve each other at a chetzi, or you say that no, therefore it's both of yours until proven otherwise, and therefore it's chashuk kibadeh kilu bevadeh chetzi.
Okay, but it's not logical that it belongs to both.
No, that's again within the family of Mandaka of Lekeva. That if a person in possession, it's his until proven otherwise.
Mandaka of Lekeva doesn't say it's
his.
Mandaka of Lekeva doesn't really say it's his. Mandaka of Lekeva just says that You have a problem. You have to bring a raya.
Well, Manikar Lekivis, he has it. You have the problem. You go.
Yeah, all right, but doesn't say it's
like, wait, so now, as far as Mamun's concerned,
the Kudras of Sveikas, maybe other people obviously disagree, but the Kudras of Sveikas says that in Manikar Lekivis, you cannot be Mekashin Isha with it. Because it's not, we don't really know if it's yours. It's just the other guy can't get it. But maybe. Here, Taiva says the so I'm sure you can be Mekash and Yisha.
Well, it's like it can't be stronger than a regular Mekash and Chaver, right? Because then every other case should have an Anansad.
And somehow or another, this is stronger than a regular Mekash and Chaver, right?
Akash is stronger than if he's actually holding on to it? Well, how would that be?
It could, okay, I don't know. It could be that what we probably would have to say, you know, I don't know. We would probably have to say if that every Mosquavero has this too, but it's not relevant. Now, you say, according to the Kudrasiv, the Kudras of Sveikas, it would be relevant. Okay, but I hear. But if you're leaving out that Kudras of Sveikas, in other words, normally we pass a Mosquavero Rai is a logic, it's simple, it's Svara. So we say, here, Hamotekavaraya would not have worked because they both have it. So therefore, we have to come on to a much fancier lumdus. It could be this fancier lumdus exists in every case also, but we don't need it. Now, you say then that that's the case, and I'm arguing with the Kudras of Sveikas because by every case, granted, Hamotekavarekeva, you could be Mekash and Isha, but you should be able to make Ashenisha based on this kaya. Okay, I hear. I don't know.
So, Rabbi, when it comes to Manashlishi, okay, so 1 second. Chaluka Yichalulias Emes. Okay, so what we're focusing on. Right. So, we're saying Anansadi, definitely their taina comes into play. So, for example, if one says Kulishili, one says Chetzishili, the same Anansadi somehow makes it into three quarters, one quarter. Because we're looking to their tainas, and we're trying to work it out. Okay, so now, one guy's taina, the 200 is mine. The other one, and the 100, it was his. And the one guy's taina, 200 is mine, and the 100 is his. So one thing is for certain, it can't be that the shliach is holding on to this third 100 for both of them. So it can't be they're both considered tvis on that.
No. The shliach is holding for both.
How can he hold on to the 300 for both? He has to only hold on for one.
The shliach is, since he doesn't know who it is, he's holding for both.
What? He's holding for either or, not for both?
Holding, no, I don't agree. He's holding for both. That's what Tosis said.
He's holding it for the owner.
He's holding it for
the owner's one of them.
No, that's not. I don't believe that's what Tosis says. Tosis is saying he's holding for both. If he's only for the owner, then he's only one person is muksik. Taifa says they're both muksik. It's exactly like college.
That's what he means when he
says you have to say, I'm sorry, I disagree with you people. You have to say by Mona Shlishi, since the Shliach says, I don't remember who gave it to me, I'm holding for both of you. And therefore, it's considered that they are both holding the whole thing, and they both have an ansadi that the whole thing is theirs. And then it goes down to create this split that they get, Vada get half. That's what I would say.
No, that could be, but it doesn't make logically. It doesn't make sense. He didn't. Okay. He took it for one. He has to return for one.
You know, that doesn't, that mean, to, if they doesn't both, make sense. But that's what
if they both use it to mekadesh a different isha, they're both married.
No, because at the end of the day, what if they both use it to mekadesh an isha? They use their half.
Nah, he's the whole thing. Now he's holding on.
No. Because at the end of the day, we only say each guy owns half.
At the end of the day.
But if you want to know, if they each use half in the Kaish and Isha, what would happen? Okay, I don't know, but that's only
Havamina.
And Tavis is Maskana, it actually doesn't work.
Who gets the Maskana? I'm in the Havamina.
But in the Havamina,
according to would Rabbi say, the Rush says that if we let the guy, like, if we let them call them Gavar, then it's like, that would not apply to Manashlishi because it's only true one way, no? The Vada, it's definitely not both there. So you can't see either way someone's going to be stealing. Because if the right guy wins, the right guy wins.
Okay, no. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Can I allow myself? I'm open. I don't know. Where that's the rush. I'm doing the rush.
No, I was saying, whatever you see, if they're saying the rush holds this Anansahadi, at least the basic idea behind it, and he's trying to apply it to the Manashlishi case, so that, like,
Okay, I don't know.
But can I just make one suggestion that would maybe that helps things? That I was also bothered in this, what Rebbe's saying with what Aaron was asking. That I mean, it sounds like a much bigger chiddush to be able to, like, this some of the non-Sadis could fight it out by Talis, and we're, like Rebbe said, Makayim each one as much as we can, and we end up with the result that's theoretically possible. By Mana Shlishi, it's not possible. But could it be, one of the questions we asked was why Tosas bothers saying Lekach Mashani, was Sheikhas? The answer was always the answer. So maybe now that Tosas is in this Lamdisha world, then Tosas, it's not so Pasha why you even need Chalukhi Chalulius Emes, maybe.
Right, and that could be what Davis is saying, is that when the Mishani and a Chalukhi Chalulius Emes, Davis is changing the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is not saying like Ena Chalukhi Chalulius Emes, and therefore we don't do Yachleiku because time we don't like Chalukhi Chalulius Emes. But the Gemara is answering, since Ena Chalukhi Chalulius Emes, so the Anan Sadis don't create this Lamdis.
Meaning Tosas Havimina held, like what Rebbe was saying, that,
I'm saying what Tavis would be saying is that the Gemara and the Maskana is falling off of this. Now, they don't get so upset.
At least, where it's impossible.
Right. Right. You're getting upset that I'm saying a crazy thing, that this Kuba, what the Enochinami, this is pretty radical. Tavis agrees that it's radical.
So why isn't the Alaka Kolon Gvar over there?
Falls off because of this.
So why isn't the Alaka Kolon Gvar? If it falls off, then why isn't the
Alaka Kolon Gvar? Just like after it. Don't say that the Div Kazal allowed to be after it. Like
it's a very fair question, because if you say that we stick with it, that even in Mar's answer, they're still Gvadei Achetzi. Right.
This cut's not allowed to just give it up.
You still have that inside the
answering here. They can't do Kol Din Gevar by Yishaymer.
This cut has no right to do such a thing.
We don't take it out of the hand.
You know, I was like, kind of question, because no one asked that question. Why don't you say by Moshishi Kol Din Gevar? You're asking, who said it's a valid question? And I didn't think why. And Aaron Ehrt is telling you the reason, because he's a Shimer. He can't do that. Okay, anyway, I think we got to stop. But it answers a lot of the questions. Whether it's right, I don't know. But I hear, okay, let's think about this. I want to think about it. Rav Nochem has a piece on this. I don't think he's saying what I said, but he's a little bit. That's okay.
I have one question, Rebbe's chat.
Yeah.
It really should say Danan Sade twice. It should say Danan Sade the high office, Danan Sade the high office, because we're saying the reason why it's Chashuv Ki'ilu Kol Esh Ishul Bavadei Chetzi is because we have a steer in Danan Sade's. So it should tell us both
Danan Sade. Danan Sade the high office. Okay.
It should really say it twice. It should say like the Gemara. Danan Sade the high office.
Okay, but I'm not gonna.
I think one of the other Rishonim, he says.
No, if you say Anan Sade is Chetzi, then it's very good. Then Tosas reads much more normally.
Okay.
But if Anan Sade is each.
I'm not denying, but I don't think it's going to, you know, I'm not going to shrug up the chat, Jason. Okay.
So is this your Sunday night?
What is there? Sunday night is Erev Rosh Hashanah?
No. Monday is.
Monday. No, Monday night is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Sunday night. And what do you people say? Do you want to have share?
Yes.
Okay, so we're sure. I was assuming we're having share Sunday.
Okay.
I was assuming. So I have to think. I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, we'll think about it. I've over Shabbos to think. Okay. I was assuming I've share. But after Rosh Hashanah, we'll probably move on to something. I don't know what. I don't think they're going to. Once we have such a big break, I don't know if I want to come back to this after Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Maybe we'll go on to the Vayter Taisus. Maybe the next Taisus. We'll see.
I thought we're going in order this year.
Yes. I like to go in order. But I'm saying, I don't know whether we want to continue reading the rest of the Taisus or just to start the next Taisus. But okay, we'll see. What it means not to skip into a whole new 5 block later. Okay. Hi, Yeshua Kayach, everyone.
Thank you. Good night, good Shabbos.
Okay, good night.
Good Shabbos. Good night. Thank you very much.
I have one question.